This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another. Gotta press the right buttons, people. Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And listen, get involved and get engaged. Don't be those people that you're a victim of your last Twitter read. You know, you see the title come across and you believe it to be truth. Don't do that. And especially you guys that believe yourself to be people of truth, right? Don't do that. Do your own research. Figure it out. Don't even believe me. I mean, believe me to a degree, but make sure I'm telling you the truth. Don't be a fool and just repost like some of you do. Because I get bit from time to time. Some of you guys send me information. I believe it to be truth. And then I find out later on it's not. So in most cases, I try to give you real information. I try to check it out. But if you don't check it out, you get bit. Like I said, so don't be them. And make sure you've got real information, okay? Now, this weekend, as I was telling you about earlier, the thing that I find just totally amazing is how quickly the left was so excited at the possibility that President Trump might not make it. Really? What did you hear? You heard the biggest problem that he had was he was obese. That the president was obese, and that was one of the biggest problems when you get COVID at an older age. The problem is that even at 74 years old or a little over 74 years old, if you're not compromised in any way, shape, manner, or form, you have like a 96.9% of surviving this thing. For a pandemic, it really doesn't know what it is. It doesn't know how to operate, apparently. I don't know. But the fact... And I know I'm going to stomp on some toes. The fact that some of you Democrats out there belong to this party that would be excited about a world leader dying, you know, from this pandemic or this virus, is beyond, just befuddles my brain. I was not a fan of Mr. Obama. I did not like the man. I didn't think he liked this country. I didn't think he had the best interests of this country at heart. But because I'm commanded to, I get up every morning and I prayed for him. I didn't pray for him to die. I didn't pray for him to lose his voice or be thrown out of his seat. I prayed for him to make the right decisions for this country. That's what I prayed for. Not that I'm the best guy in the room, so to speak, but that's what you're commanded to do, right? I wanted him to make the right decisions so our life would be better. Now, apparently, I don't know. Maybe my prayers didn't go anywhere because they didn't make many right decisions. But you Democrats that say you're Christians, how do you speak ill of the president? How do you speak death on a person? Especially, some of you don't believe that he knows God or that he's saved or anything along those lines. I'll go down that road with you for a second. Why would you wish somebody dead and you don't know if he's right with the Lord yet or not, as a Christian? How does that sit right with you? And yet, you carry signs for a man that I lovingly refer to as Joey B. You carry signs for a man that is 110% into partial birth abortion. And I'm sorry, but it's afterbirth abortion. If you have a baby that has made it a baby, did you hear me? I didn't misspeak. You have a baby that has survived an abortion made it through an attempt to kill it, why wouldn't you allow that child to live? And as a God believer, do you not believe that that was the will of God? Maybe it was God's will that that child make it. Why are you stepping in and getting in the way? I don't get it. Again, I'm not the theologian in the room. I'm not a doctor. I'm definitely not a woman, because I know some of you are going to send me emails and say, you're not a woman, you don't have a right to speak to this. Whatever. Don't waste the atoms. Keep them. All right? But the bottom line with it is this. Again, I say to you, if God knew you before you were in your mom's womb, then you had a relationship with him. He had a relationship with you. Then the Bible says that God had a plan for your life. Well, if God had a plan for your life, you're pretty big of yourself to think that you're going to stop that plan. Isn't that what you're doing? And I just did a piece all about, there are 16 parents or groups of people, whatever, persons, waiting to adopt every baby aborted. Let that sink in for a second. When did adoption become a swear word, a nasty word, and abortion become the word of the day? I'm just curious. Because this is, and you guys who've known me for a long time, you know my passion. And about 2 years ago, I saw Gosnell, the movie, and then I saw Unplanned. And God hit me in the head with a baseball bat. And basically the way I look at it now is if a legislator will not protect an innocent life in the womb, they're not getting my vote. There's nothing redeeming about that. I mean, again, he's not going to protect my kids. Look at what's happening here in California. Is this governor protecting your children? No, he's not. So why would you want him in that place? I just don't get it. And I'm lost at it. I'm lost at why more pastors aren't speaking up. More, quote-unquote, men of the cloth aren't stepping up and talking about these things. Look at how many churches are closed and how many people are acquiescing to the rules of a governor who won't allow you to go to church, but you can go shopping. You can go to a peaceful protest with no mask on. Governor Cuomo tonight or yesterday declared that he would permanently, not temporarily, permanently close houses of worship, religious facilities, if they didn't obey him. I want you to let that sink in. And we've let that happen. Sherman Tee, your host. Right after the break, we're going to talk to a pastor that's not giving up, and he's continuing the fight. Don't go far. You're listening to Real Sight on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. there's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot preparedness company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Tonight on GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5569. Remember, I don't beg. I only tell you once in a while. I want you to give up one of those cups of coffee you have at one of those real expensive places. Now, some of you are already doing the donation thing, and I appreciate that very, very much. But, you know, social media, Facebook, those of you who refuse to give up on Facebook, I don't get it. We're on Spreely.com now, a great place to go. The guy's a freedom-loving patriot who says he won't shut you down, won't pull your profile pages or any of that unless you call for the, you know, the killing of a certain group or a certain person. It's the only time he'll pull it. And we're working on a video platform right now as I speak to make sure that we won't get pulled there. You know, as some of you know, we've lost 3+ years of videos because YouTube and Vimeo decided they didn't like what I was saying. So much for free speech. But so, excuse me, hit the donate button. It's really that simple. Give up one cup of coffee, send me the $5. If a couple of you would do that, we'd be okay. You know, I got equipment. You wouldn't keep seeing me in these raggedy shirts. right? Start giving money. I'll buy new shirts, I promise. Anyhow, I've asked Pastor Jerry Cook to be with me. He's a founding pastor of Freedom Way Baptist Church, located in northern Los Angeles County. He believes, you know, to check him out, he definitely believes in God and country, not state and country. And he's been one of the real people who believe in what God has to tell us about how we're supposed to stand up for ourselves, how we're supposed to take care of ourselves, and not giving into Governor Nuisance. So, Pastor Jerry, thanks for being with me.
Good to be with you, Joe. Thank you.
You know, it probably would work so much better if I turned your mic on, wouldn't it?
Good to be with you, Joe. Thank you. Yeah.
Anyway, so listen, tell people a little bit. First off, your church is Freedom's Way.
I mean, Freedom's
Way.
Sounds
like a political term.
Yeah, I guess so. You know, me and a pastor friend were driving around town over 19 years ago, and he was kind of asking me, he says, what are you going to call the church? Because I felt a burden to start a work up here in the northern Los Angeles area. And I said, you know what, Liberty Baptist, there's a bunch of those. There's a bunch of First Baptists. There's a bunch of Trinity Baptists. I said, let me try something original. So I try to incorporate my love for this country, my love for the Word of God, my love for the Lord Jesus Christ, and we came up with Freedom's Way Baptist Church.
Well, you know, again, there's so many people who have forgotten. I was telling you during the break, I started taking a constitutional coach class, I guess is what you call it. I don't want to call it expert. And I've always been into history, and I thought I understood history. And I got to tell you something. 2.5 hours into this, I'm a flaming idiot. I have no idea what was going on. When you start reading the letters that our founding fathers wrote to each other, what their intent was for public education, I mean, our least religious, if you would, founding father, Benjamin Franklin, who was a womanizer.
Sure.
Right? He's the first guy that speaks up and says, you know, and I'm paraphrasing, you need a Bible, a newspaper, and a good school for good moral values and such.
Yep.
A Bible was first out of his lips for a reason.
Yeah.
We are so far from that today, aren't we?
No doubt. Yeah, many of the founding fathers were Christians. They weren't deists, as many of the guys would suggest. Of course, there were a few deists, but I would say over 85-90% of the men who signed that, those founding documents, were Bible-believing Christians. I wouldn't consider them fundamentalists like I am, but they definitely believe that Bible.
Well, look, a lot of churches, and you're one of the few pastors I know that is willing to step out on what you believe and not what you think you might ought to do because the government tells you to do.
Yes, sir.
And you have a lot of pastors, even when Unplanned came out, the movie, you know, about
abortion,
yeah. You know, and but in a different way. I mean, truly in a different way. And Abby Johnson is at the head of that. And you watch God work in her heart through that movie. I met her. I met the women that played her. Got to spend some time with them. And even for me, it tugged at my heart because I wasn't looking exactly what was happening, but I saw how God was working in her heart through that whole thing. But I got to tell you something else. Even as a Christian who abhorred abortion, that brought a whole new meaning to it. Because here's a girl, a young lady, a Christian lady,
yeah,
who thought she was really helping young ladies. She had so been brainwashed and sold into believing it's just a blob of cells, it has no value,
sure,
and it would ruin that girl's life.
Yeah.
Think about what's been done to young people.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of pastors, though, that did not want to get involved in bringing that movie to theaters or helping get people to see that movie because they saw it as a political issue. Explain to me, because I'm not a learned guy. I didn't go to seminary or anything of that. How is abortion
well,
a political
thank God
issue?
For you.
I mean, how do they try to make this a political issue? I mean, how do you know it's not, correct?
It's not a political issue. It's a biblical issue. Obviously, we know that the reason why Unplanned was so unpopular with the left in particular, we understand that, because obviously it completely destroys the narrative. But you would think that broader Christianity, broader evangelicalism would embrace such a movie, thinking, wow, now we finally have a first-rate, acted, and well-directed movie that doesn't look corny, that is going to be out in the theaters, and we can all go out and support it. And you'd think it would be embraced by the broader evangelical community. The problem is, it wasn't. And it's mainly because there are two issues. Number one, you've got pastors that have capitulated, there's no doubt about it, to people within their own congregations that probably are not the same political affiliation that the pastor might be. And those people, you know, they drop a few dollars in the offering plate, and so they kind of feel like, hey, if you speak against this or if you promote this, we might, you know, not give as much as we used to. So there's that. And then there's, you know, some of these guys are ruled by their elders, you know, the underlings under them, and they don't want anything to do with this, and they just completely shy away from it. Thankfully, we don't have an elder board. So that's not a problem for me.
No, you know what? I was thinking as you were talking, you know, and I do this all the time on the show. I say, look, let's forget about the parties for a second.
Yeah.
Okay? Let's just take the Christian church as a whole. And then Joe decides he wants to belong to, you know, Joe's Corner playroom club. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And I go down there and I say, Joe, you know, it's $50 a year. I say, well, that's reasonable. That's acceptable. Okay, place looks pretty clean. Got some nice games in there. All right, but here's the deal, Joe. You can't talk about God. We're not into the God thing. And if you're wearing a cross or anything religious, we can't have that here either. Okay? And you can't, and they just go through all these things that are totally against my supposedly core beliefs.
Yeah.
And I give them the $50. There's something wrong with me. I've got some deficiencies between the ears.
Yeah.
And I see that happening on a regular basis. To me, the Republican and or Democrat Party and the other parties too, it's almost like a club you belong to. You belong to this group of people that supposedly share values with.
Yeah.
I do not understand, and you can speak to this any way you want to. I don't understand how you belong to a club. Now, not all Republicans are perfect or believe the same way.
Sure.
But one club in particular openly says, we don't want God here. We are okay with abortion at any particular point in time because the woman gets to play God and decide when it lives and when it dies. I want you to help me to understand that on the other side of the break, because I just don't get it.
All right.
We'll be back in a minute. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says Americans should not let COVID-19 dominate their lives in a message he delivered after leaving Walter Reed National Military Medical Center on Monday. The president saying, don't let it dominate you, don't be afraid of it. As far as the president's health, coronavirus task force member Dr. Anthony Fauci says,
he looks fine, as you can see the way he looked when he came out of the hospital. The issue is that he's still early enough in the disease. Sometimes when you're 5 to 8 days in, you could have a reversal. his physicians know a reversal, meaning going in the wrong direction and get into trouble.
Fauci speaking there on CNN. During an NBC town hall, Joe Biden vowed to pass legislation for legal abortion if Amy Coney Barrett is confirmed and the Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Can I, couple of nitwits.
We are back. Gilson Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Like I always tell you guys, find a show. I hope it's this one, but find a show or a commentator that you can listen to. You know is telling you the truth. Know will give you, you know, evidence as to what they're saying and references to what they're saying. And that's the stuff you step out on. That's the stuff you should believe in and work on. So I've asked Jerry Cook, Pastor Jerry Cook, to join me. He's a founding pastor of Freedom's Way Baptist Church located in northern Los Angeles County. And I'm impressed with him because he believes in God and country, not party and country or state and country. You know, Pastor, thanks for being with me. I really do appreciate your time.
Good to be here, Joe.
All right. So I asked you a question. I know that, you know, some people cringing on the other side of the microphone. And I mean it sincerely because I have a lot of good... I have a lot of friends that are Democrats, and they're Christians, and it's they really believe though that what they believe, what their party sells, is true and real. And when I ask them questions, you know, I brought it up earlier, where you know God knew you before you were in your mom's womb, and this and that, they have no answer for that, and they still believe that it's just a blob of cells. But how do you speak to somebody who's thinking that their party is right, or their club is right, I'll put it that way, and it's against their principles?
Well, let me put it to you this way, if I can answer it kind of in a long way. St. Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Behold, all things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So that means my old way of thinking is gone, and I've got a new way of thinking that's being informed by a brand new narrative. That would be, of course, God's inspired word. And so I've got the Holy Spirit inside of me. The Bible says that once I'm saved, I become the habitation of the Holy Spirit of God, and he leads and guides me into all truth. And so I tell people all the time, either from my pulpit or in person, the reason why I am pro-life, it's not because the politics of it, even though I think the politics of it is good. I am pro-life because the Bible that I read and believe is pro-life. I am pro-normalization of family, that is a mom and a dad with kids, because the Bible is. I'm not anti-gay in the sense that, you know, I want them to be banished to some island somewhere, but at the same time, I shouldn't be forced to accept what I don't agree with, not only on a rational basis, but also biblically. So, for me, although I am a Republican by party affiliation, I always tell my congregation and others, I am a constitutional Christian conservative. And I think that is important, the three C's. Christian, constitutional, conservative. And then the party that most closely aligns with that for me is the Republican Party. And I just want to make sure that people know that I am informed by the book that I preach out of, not so much all the rationalization, even though the rationalization is going to agree with the book that I preach.
No, and you know, you already know, I agree with you. That's why I keep telling people your ballot book is not the guide the county sends you.
Exactly.
The city sends you. Your ballot book should be the Bible. And you know, people think that God is against politics. He's against government. Well, I look at it real simply, and I've got scriptures I can go through, but you know them better than I do. And that is that if God gave us government, a gift, if you would, mm-hmm. allowing us to rule ourselves, why wouldn't we take care of it? Why wouldn't we take the time to get to know, you know, you and I have talked about education, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
The education that's being pushed down in California is disgusting. I get embarrassed when I look at it. We have illustrations of people having sex. This is at the elementary school level, okay?
Yeah.
Again, not real pictures, thank you, Jesus, but illustrations of. We have illustrations of young people pleasuring themselves, if you would.
Yeah.
And this is normal and okay, they say. They don't have a right to tell. And I'm a trustee of the school board. I'm telling you, they don't have a right to tell me what's normal and okay. I'll teach my kids that.
Sure.
Let's get back to reading, writing, and arithmetic so we're not 47th in the country.
Yeah.
But you have Christians that will sit there and say, it's okay, I'll fix it later.
Yeah.
If you had somebody in your office saying that to you, what would you say to them?
Well, all I can tell you is this, Joe. I have a really hard time talking to people that say that they are Bible-believing Christians, but at the same time hold to the platform of the modern 21st century Democratic Party. I always tell them, maybe you're kind of like an agnostic who says you're an atheist, but in reality you're just an agnostic, because the modern Democratic Party is as far removed from the biblical foundation of the Bible than I can even imagine. They probably are kind of misplaced. Maybe they are, you know, affectionately holding to the party of their grandparents or the party of their great-grandparents, you know, the Truman Democrat, the Kennedy Democrats. Not the Ocasio or Cortez version of Democratic Party today, which is democratic socialism. They proudly proclaim that. And there is no room. There is no room for the Bible. There's no room for God. And we're in this pluralistic society, but of course, and we're in the society that says, you know, let's all, you know, get along, except if you're a Bible-believing Christian, of course.
Yeah, I'm really, like I said, I'm really interested. It's funny though. Again, we've talked about it. I talked about this with Brad Dacus, who was on earlier tonight, about getting a coalition of education trustees together that are Christian conservatives to teach them how to make sure that they truly are protecting the kids. You know, people don't realize, you know, when Jesus said, bring the little kids unto me, he wasn't just talking about your kids.
Yeah.
We have a responsibility to take care of God's children, God's
sure.
little kids.
Mm-hmm.
And who better to do it than someone who's walking the walk, but a Christian conservative on these school boards that'll make sure your kids are getting the training they really need to get. I'm a believer in home. I'm a believer in educational choice. Whether you want to homeschool or go to a charter school or a church school or what have you, we should have options to do that. But I wish parents, especially Christian parents now, are seeing what their kids were being taught in school. I've been screaming this from the rooftop for 10 years.
Yeah.
And now they're starting to see it. Are you hearing from some of your parishioners, some of your parents saying, what do we do about this? I'm seeing this now. What do I do about this?
Well, you know, it's funny. When I started the church 18 years ago, if I talked about stuff like that, some people would technically roll their eyes or just kind of like, oh, he's just being a pastor. This is a good little amen point right here to hit. But, you know, fast forward 18 years later, just 15 years later, and it's very clear that this is all what we poo-pooed and laughed at 20 years ago has manifested itself in spades and has turned out to be more debaucherous than we even realized then. And yeah, I think what you have today is a huge movement towards homeschooling, which of course now is probably the most popular thing to do because people don't even like to do Zoom anymore. But homeschooling, of course, we have a school in our church, which is just for preschool and kindergarten. We're actually thinking of expanding because obviously I think there's going to be a need going forward. But yeah, I think originally education was mom and dad sitting with the kids. and the English primer and the Word of God. And then, of course, somehow, some way, within 100 years of that, the state became the parent of the kids. And now they're literally telling you in a Zoom meeting, we don't want you around while we're teaching your kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've gone a long way here.
Well, if you read, again, in taking this class, if you read the letters that our founding fathers wrote to each other, even things that they said, you know, openly in Independence Hall and other places when they were talking about public education and what have you, I mean, the bottom line with it is that they wanted God taught in school. They wanted the principles of Christianity not forced on. If you listen to what they wrote or read what they wrote, they didn't want the principles of Christianity forced on people. They wanted the people to have the ability to make up their minds, but they wanted the principles taught because they felt that they were good. They were good for moral values. They were good for society. And even I love the stories about Jefferson where he was he wanted a total separation of church and state.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he is the first recorded history of Alzheimer's in this country. Because if you think about it, here's a guy that held church services in federal buildings.
Yeah.
Right? And then he used a military band to play the hymns.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to figure out if maybe he didn't understand what separation meant.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't... I'm confused.
Well, I know that he added that phrase, not, of course, in any of our founding documents, but he added that phrase, separation between church and state, because the Danbury Baptists were very upset.
People
think, the Baptists, the big mouth guys. We were concerned thinking that the government was going to usurp or was going to choose one religious denomination or the other. If you think back to the 13 original colonies, you know, Pennsylvania was mainly a Quaker state. Maryland, let's just be honest, what do you think Maryland was? Roman Catholic state. So, yeah, they wanted to be careful and make sure that the government wasn't picking and choosing losers when it came to religion.
Yeah, and if you listen to their letters, they were not objecting to states deciding what they wanted to do, but the federal government wasn't to push itself. We'll talk more about this the other side of the break, and we'll talk about your big event coming up here, or an event you'll be at. Joe Messina, your host, is on the Real Side. Be back in just a few minutes.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Hey everybody, confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. Come see your host. It's a great Irish classic, in case you didn't know. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-TRO, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged in the conversation. And again, I bring it up, I just throw it out there. Look, give up the cup of coffee. Starbucks does not need your money. You don't need to be feeding those heathens over there, okay? That's really what it boils down to. And send it to somebody who cares. Send it to somebody who's going to feed you properly. Head up to the website. There's a donation button there. If you can't donate, I get it. That's cool. You know, send me some nice letters, nice emails. I always love the emails you guys send. If you send me a nasty email, I have no problem with us when we disagree. But if you start calling me names like some of you have done in the past, I will have no problem reading that on the air along with your email address. Because if you have the guts to send it to me, you should have no problem with everybody else knowing about what you're saying. So, honest disagreements, honest spirited conversations, I'm good with. Everything else, not so much. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I just want to bring my guest right back on again so we don't waste any time. Pastor Jerry Cook joins me. He is the founding pastor of Freedom's Way Baptist Church. It's located in northern Los Angeles County. You know, if you guys, I would say this, and he may or may not agree with me, I don't know. Some of my Christian friends who always say to me, I'm looking for a church. And I say, why? Why are you looking? if you believe that God wants you in a certain church or wants you to be in the right church, or why don't you ask him where to go? Wouldn't that, I don't know, just saying. You know, seriously, you don't ask, you know, a dog veterinarian on how to fix your own foot. You want to go to the right person for the information. I used to do this teaching called The Specialist, and it had to do with everything about Jesus. We ask everybody else but who we should be asking. So for those of you who are searching for a church, and you know, they're out there, just ask God to tell you where to go. Ask him to open the doors for you, to bring somebody. Maybe you're not listening. Bring somebody to you that can show you or tag you along or bring you to a church or find out what's happening that lines up with maybe the things that you need to know more about or that you're in agreement with, if you would. You know, if you're one of those, if you're truly a patriotic guy and you believe in God and country, as I said, God first, God and country, you want to find a church that teaches that way. Instead of some of these churches that say that stay God or political neutral or country neutral or what have you, that doesn't work. It really doesn't work. Look what it's done for us over the decades. Anyway, 855 Real Joe. Okay, Pastor Jerry, I think I just blew the whole segment. You know, we're done.
Good to be on the show, Joe. Good to be on the show.
All right. So again, back at it. You've got an event that you're going to on the 9th. Up in Sacramento, you're really going to try to teach that heathen, or I'm sorry, the Governor Newsom, that we need to be heard. How are you going to do this?
Well, we've got about several hundred individuals going up, probably somewhere on the low end, 250, high end, 500 pastors, lay people.
Wow.
That are going to attempt to get up there and stand on the state capitol steps and basically hold a church service for about 2 hours. And so if
singing or worship,
there's going to be worship songs,
speaking,
there's going to be speaking.
Oh, wow.
There's going to be all those kinds of things. So if they will not allow, and of course I put that in quotes, and of course I don't pay attention to it, but if they won't allow certain churches to worship, then we'll just bring the worship to them. We'll bring the church to them.
So are you having a peaceful protest service? Is that what it is?
It's what I do every Sunday and every Wednesday night. Yeah. You know, this is not my brainchild. Another pastor friend in the northern part of San Diego County kind of had a dream about this, and he kind of said, hey, wouldn't it be great if we could just get up to Sacramento and bring a bunch of pastors and a bunch of Christians? And so October 9th, this coming Friday, between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m., if anybody's in the area, come on up. We'll be meeting at the state capitol steps there. We've got a permit pulled. We're allowed to be there, and there'll be several hundred of us singing. We'll be preaching. We'll be hearing from Brad Dacus from Pacific Justice Institute and several other people.
Yep.
And so, yeah, come on up. If you can't make it, pray for us.
That works.
Yeah, I think so.
Seriously, any way you can help, no matter what it is, any way you can help, if it's prayer, you know, we have an email chain. I'm sure some of you have friends. Send an email to your buddies that might be up in that area or can make it. Say, look, they've got this going on. Go support them.
If right? you want to look it on Facebook, it's called Freedom to Assemble California on Facebook.
Yeah, you know, Franklin Graham did the prayer march in D.C., which I just loved watching that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and watching all those people gather there. Heart gets a little heavy because, you know, I'm telling people, oh, well, you couldn't get to D.C. Why aren't we doing this in our local cities and towns?
Sure.
Right? I mean, we in our area, there's 300,000 residents. We should be doing the same thing in support of that, those
sure.
kind of things. And, you know, if you think prayer doesn't work, okay, great. What else you got?
Yeah,
you
really.
But I think we should be doing more. I think Christians should be doing more about speaking up. If you're watching what's going on with your kids at school and you're seeing stuff that you know is wrong, and we've seen it plenty of times as a trustee, I get complaints on a regular basis. But what I really think is funny is I'll get complaints from Christian parents because they know who I am. Complaining about, and when I say to them, well, wait a minute, why aren't you strengthening your child to be able to speak to that situation or push back on it?
Yeah.
Instead of me, you want me to shut down the other thing. Why don't you strengthen your child? Do you agree with that line of thinking?
I do, and I think a lot of that happens within the context of church, but it's got to be reinforced in the four walls of their home.
Right.
And again, this church thing and this patriotic thing just can't be a Sunday morning thing. It's not something you turn on and turn off. It's got to be something you live, you know. And kids will be the first ones to be able to smell a fake. And yeah. So it's got to be genuine mom. It's got to be genuine dad. And then it will be a lot easier for the kids. Now, let me just be honest, Joe. Both my parents, they're both passed away already, but neither one of them were really political, to be honest with you. I think my dad may have voted once in his 74 years. And I don't even know if my mom ever voted because she was never a naturalized citizen here. She was from Indonesia, then came over from the Netherlands. But I didn't grow up, you know, necessarily political with a mom and dad that you know, fought over this kind of stuff. I just happened to go to a Christian school, and I got saved at the age of 13 and started enjoying history, and then went to Bible college, which of course I wouldn't exactly say is for everybody, and then wanted to incorporate my love, of course, for this country, the love of patriotism, and the Lord Jesus Christ and the Word of God. And that's, of course, again, the name of our church, Freedom's Way Baptist Church. But can I just speak very briefly to what something you said just a minute ago about church?
Yeah.
Joe, this notion of choosing a church. Now, let me just say something to you. Choosing a church is not like going to 39 Flavors and saying, I wonder which one of these flavors is best suited for me.
I agree with you. Yep.
Yeah. Really, the Lord Jesus Christ gives us an idea or a pattern of what a biblical church should look like in the New Testament. Matthew chapter 16, Jesus says, I will build my church. Number one, personal pronoun, my church. It's his, it's not mine. It's
right.
Not some other pastor's, it's his church. Number two, however that church is structured, it has to be patterned after the Word of God. It can't just be some willy-nilly, what's the new thing coming down the theological pike, pastor, hey, how do you look cool? Skinny jeans? Okay, we'll put skinny jeans on. No. What you're going to get at our church, just to speak about our church, Joe, you're going to get basically a traditional service. We actually hold hymn books for those of you who want to hold them. Yeah, we put them on the screen to make you guys feel all millennial. But, yeah, we've got some on the screen. But, yeah, you're going to get a traditional service. The pastor wears a suit. And most people wear dresses. The ladies wear dresses. Men wear suits. Not everybody does. You're welcome if you don't want to wear either one of those things. But that's the kind of a church, and that's the flavor of church that America was founded on, to be totally honest with you. If you read Alexis de Tocqueville and Democracy in America, when he looked around at America's greatness, he saw America's greatness because of the pulpits aflame with righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why America is falling apart is because her churches have capitulated in the corner of cowardice. Her pastors have just sought the next 40 days of purpose thing, whatever Joel Osteen is preaching. They have put the Bible aside, and they've sought after programs. We need to get back to the Bible.
When you look at the old Billy Graham revivals, if you want to call
it. If I had George Beverly Shea again, I'd have him sing before I preach.
but there wasn't a soft, I don't know how to put this. I mean, he wasn't being mean, but he was being very direct with the message.
Yes.
Right? And it didn't matter who was in the crowd. He didn't look at the crowd and just, here's the gospel, here's what God told me to say, you know, and that kind of thing. You don't see that today. They're looking around. They're deciding who their audience is and how to speak to their audience. And I believe, it's a personal belief, that God didn't write it on the wall in the studio, but I think the reason the millennials don't take to God's word, don't take to the gospel, is because we're too wishy-washy.
Sure.
There's no direct, and they're looking for answers. They're looking for somebody to be real with them, not just make them feel good. Right?
They want black and white answers. Not gray areas. They need a pastor. They need a preacher that stands on conviction, not someone that wavers or puts their finger up in the political winds and say, I wonder where the theological winds are blowing today. That's where I'll go.
That's right.
We decry that with our politicians. Why not our preachers?
I agree. Okay. They find you on Facebook where for the event?
Freedom to Assemble California on Facebook.
All right.
This Friday, October 9th.
Sounds like an oxymoron, but it's really happening. You need to be there. Hey, Joe Messina, your host. Tomorrow night, you're going to have Dave Sussman with you. He's got a great lineup, and he's going to do a kind of an overview of the debate. I'm Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Thanks for being with me. Have a great rest of the day.